This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Hour number three. And we are coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is, it's two tiers. You need to clean it with solvent, then you need to lubricate it with the Extreme. I'm very partial to the Extreme lubricant. And then you put it back together and run it, and it is treated against everything in your environment. Froglube.com. Go check them out. Surprise guest this evening is Dr. John Adeen from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Let me get over there to where I can put him on the air. There we go. Now, Dr. John Beslin, let me set this up. Dr. John's about to tell you about something that happened a while back. Where I live, where I was in the hospital 2.5 years ago, in the emergency room, they have metal detectors, and every other entrance doesn't. So my hospital where I was at is a gun-free zone. They don't, there's no way to enforce it. There's no way to stop it. So please, if you would, Dr. John Adeen, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, tell the listeners of Lock and Load about Beslin.
Okay, so this event happened on September 1st, 2004, in the Russian town of Beslin. It was the first day of school, and they have a ceremony, and they have a big to do. And so at 9:30 in the morning, the school was stormed by 32 Chechen terrorists, and also two women were wearing bomb vests, surprisingly enough. And during the initial confusion, about 50 people were able to escape, but they took over 1,200 people hostage. And so they pretty much locked them in the gym, and then they proceeded to wire the school with explosives. And during that time, several of the hostages were killed outright. The men were killed. Some of the older and more physically fit teenage boys were killed after they used them as basically labor. And then the siege kind of started from there. There was no food or water. Many of the women were physically and sexually abused. Some of the women were actually forced to choose which child they were, they wanted to let live. Now, this is, true psychological torture for these poor people. We know that this thing lasted for 3 days until the Russian special forces were able to take back the building. Of course, there were several people killed from explosions, from the bombs being detonated, the vests being detonated. And so it ended up being over 300 people were killed out of the 1,200 hostages. So that's kind of the nature of this beast. They got a lot of the guys who were involved in this, although the leadership, the people who planned it, probably weren't there. Or if they were there in the beginning, they left and they were able to escape.
Right.
So that's kind of the in a nutshell. Again, we're talking gun-free zones and terrorists, right, and a group of people who were unable to defend themselves and had to wait for the government to bring the heavy hitters in, the pipe hitters, to take care of business. And by then, you know, the terrorists had everything wired. Everything was on their side, and they were able to inflict terror on the people who were there. That's why they're terrorists. And you know, there's still people who survived that are dealing with the psychological effects of that thing more than 10 years later.
Yeah. This doctor, he was pretty discretionary. He was looking, he had targets in mind versus just shooting everybody up. And that's really the only saving grace in this attack, eh?
Right. Well, I think he was looking for one specific person that he wanted to kill. But since that person wasn't there, he just decided, okay, well, I'm going to go out in a blaze of glory. I'm going to go out, kill as many people as I can. And apparently the guy tried to light himself on fire before he shot himself in the head. So, I mean, there's a lot of very strange psychology going on here. You know, self-immolation is just very, very bizarre behavior. You have to be pretty psychologically damaged in order to.
You got to be pretty determined to do that one, huh? Yeah. Of all the ways to go, that's the one. That and drowning. I don't want either one of those two.
Yeah.
Just about any of the ways good drowning. For me.
I think drowning over immolation myself.
Well, maybe you'll have to explain that to me. Maybe we could have discussion over that, you know, on the phone, and we could do like coffee while we're on the phone
there
or something.
You,
you could tell me why that would be better. Well, now, the last thing I want to do, the last thing I want to do in the next segment, if you have the time, is I want to talk about what you think we could do to prevent it, prevent that kind of thing, or to combat it. In South Carolina, after we had concealed carry permits come out, hospitals were not always gun-free zones. But then we had some yahoo who decided to bring the entirety of his handgun collection to the hospital to visit somebody. And while he was in there visiting somebody, he pulled them all out, laid them on the bed, and pulled them apart. And they weren't loaded or anything. And he had a permit to carry them. There were no signs saying he couldn't carry them. And then he proceeded to clean them on the hospital bed, and then they changed the rules. I guess they looked at that and said, wow, that was so close, although it was never close. He was never going to do anything.
No.
But
I mean, he scared the sheep is what he did.
Yes. So I look at these things. I've taken people to the emergency room before, and I've been like, listen, you go ahead and go to your room. I'm going to go out and park the car, knowing good and well that I can't go through those metal detectors.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something, and I don't want you to share this with anybody, okay?
Okay. Sure. It's a secret.
Just between you and me, I don't leave my gun in the car when I go to a hospital.
That's good. I'm glad you don't.
Let's not share that, shall we?
Okay. We won't. I won't tell you what I do either, but that's okay. That's another. It's a story for another time.
There you go. Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Still publishing at Ammoland, I see, and I haven't been to the website in a while. I need to get Dr. Young on here, too. It's been a while since I had him. But this is, you guys are like the counter to every other doctor's group and medical journal out there today, aren't you?
Absolutely. I like to call us the anti-Bloomberg School of Public Health, but it's much more than that. You know, one of our authors just wrote an article criticizing an article from one of the pediatric journals, I can't remember which one it was, about, firearms death in children. Again, you know, they're looking at all the gangbanger kids and they're, you know, and you're comparing that with the death of a 4-year-old, you know, it's not comparable. Let's put it that way.
No, if some little ditty bopping 13-year-old rolls up on me with a gat, he's going to smoke me. If I shoot him, I'm not going to be sitting back going, I just killed a child. I'm just going to be going, oh, another gangbanger.
Yeah, no, that's really what it is.
Yeah, let me put you back on hold for just a second. We are going to be right back. My guest is Dr. John Adeen. When we get back, we're going to talk about what he has advised people to do to try to combat that sort of Beslan incident, should it unfold in front of you. The recommendations made to hospitals to keep that from happening, all falling on deaf ears, of course, but we'll hear the recommendations anyway. This is Lock and Load. stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Back in it again. To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It does just work. It works very well. It works every time. It makes your weapon very, very combat effective. Check them out, froglube.com. Back to Dr. John Adine, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Now, you have illustrated the Beslan attack many times, and you have pointed out the shortcomings of, or lack of, defense of any type in most hospitals. What is the answer?
Well, the answer is actually to have armed hospital staff at the place of the attack when it happens.
Right.
And the only way you can do that is to allow people like, you know, myself and other, you know, hospital staff and employees to carry their concealed firearms in the hospital while they're working. And I mean, concealed means concealed, so that nobody knows who's carrying. And so nobody has a clue as to, you know, who's the person who's carrying the gun. Because a lot of the stuff, as you can see, is inside jobs.
Right.
So the whole trick is to keep things anonymous. And this is a la, you know, the SAFE or the FASTER program.
Right.
You know, the program in Ohio and in Colorado now, where they train the hospital administration and the teachers, both in first aid and also in firearms use and proficiency. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we don't necessarily have to do the program, but having people in place at the time is the key thing. Remember, you talk about time being of the essence, and that, you know, you talk about, you know, a lot of instructors talk about time, and you know, the stopwatch of death, and all this kind of stuff. Time is the factor that we cannot control, and we have to have people there at the time in order to intervene. If you're not, you know, the police can't get there. Even if it takes 5 minutes for the police to get there, that's an eternity if you're on a locked ward with somebody with a rifle. Okay, can you imagine the terror in the people who are on the 17th floor at Bronx Lebanon Hospital this afternoon, knowing that they had nowhere to go, and then they were at the mercy of this madman, this evil person who wanted to kill as many people as he could. And so all it would take is one person with a firearm that could put that guy down and end it right there on the spot. And you don't have to confront them face on. You know, somebody shooting them from behind is certainly preferable. I certainly would not have any qualms about putting a bullet in the back of that guy's head when he's murdering people. You know, that's pure evil that needs to be put down. And so that's the kind of thing that I've been talking about, having people trained and training with the police and all that other stuff. That's a bonus, and I think that's great too. I mean, I certainly wouldn't stand in the way of that. I think that would make it even better. But if everybody is disarmed, then you know the bad guy has free rein until the guys with the gun show up. And
now with the
go ahead.
With that psychologist in Pittsburgh who ignored the gun-free zone when the guy came in and killed the social worker and shot him,
right,
and was headed down.
Right.
But he ended him. He ignored the thing. Whatever happened to him? Did he ever get prosecuted? He's still working there? Whatever happened to him?
No, not at all. In fact, it was in Darby, Pennsylvania, which is actually eastern Pennsylvania. It's kind of north of Philly. But not only was he not prosecuted, but you have to understand the state laws in Pennsylvania, those gun-free zones don't carry the weight of law like they do in South Carolina and Texas. And so there was no prosecution to be had. In fact, the district attorney said the guy was a hero because he saved a lot of lives. And the hospital could have probably, you know, sanctioned him, but they chose not to. Surprise. You You know, that's yeah. the thing. You know, when we choose to save our own lives and save other people, all of a sudden, instead of being a lawbreaker or a, you know, a violator of policy, you become a hero. Because people understand, really deep down, people understand that those people who take responsibility for their self-defense, it's an added benefit for all the other people around them. But, you know, it's the herd effect. You know, it's,
right.
you know, you one person can stop the predator, the whole herd is protected. And so, you know, and these are the kind of things that you talk to the hospital administrator about, and they give you lip service. But you have to understand, they're in a corporate situation. You know, it's big corporations with lots of corporate lawyers who, in trying to change things and trying to think out of the box, it's like moving the hospital. You might as well move the whole hospital building. You're probably going to have a better chance until there's an incident like what happened at Budenovsk in Russia or in Kislar. Or what, you know, those are two hospital sieges that happened in Russia back in the mid-90s. Until there's a bunch of people taken hostage and murdered, the hospitals are going to say our plastic signs are good enough. And like I say, the plastic signs work great right up until the point they don't work. And there's a massacre and there's people killed. Okay. And they disarm the good guys, but the bad guys, when they're determined, they're going to walk right past that sign and they're going to start killing people. Because that's the plan. That's what this guy in the bus is playing this thing for probably 2 years. And he finally, executed his plan today. And, you know, and as soon as the person he wanted to kill wasn't there, he just said, okay, I'm just going to go out in a blaze of glory because that's the plan. You know, if the person isn't there, I'm going to just kill a bunch of people.
There you go.
And that's all it. Right.
I appreciate you popping up and taking the time to talk to me tonight. It has been too long. I will not let this happen again. I do apologize.
It's always my pleasure, and you know that I'm listening. And if I'm not listening live, I'm catching the podcast as soon as I can get it on my phone. And
there you go.
You know, sometimes I'm working and doing surgery and seeing patients and doing all the stuff that I got to do. But you know, I'm there, and I'm a ninja too. You know, I'm a ninja, and I'm happy to be there and be part of your audience. I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate your show.
Thank you, John. Very good to have you again. Dr. John Adine, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. I will be in touch with you, Doc. The doctor is in, always armed, but healing. He can heal or he can mess you up, whichever it goes on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a treatment. It is a lubricant. It is a solvent. It is the answer to the questions you didn't even know how to ask. Check them out at froglube.com. I saw an example of political correctness run amok, and you know how much I hate political correctness. This whole transgender thing. There are transgender women, be that to mean men, wearing sports bras and whatever else they wear. But, you know, they're competing as women in MMA. And the only problem with that is that they're punching their opponent with hands and elbows and bones and muscle structure of a guy. And one day, one of these women in this, you know, this athletic contest, one of them is going to die at the hands of a dude who, and she's going to die because of political correctness. Now, recently there was a conversation, and some simple truths came out, and it caused some serious trouble. But let's go back to former number one tennis player John McEnroe. He was the bad boy of tennis. He was always screaming and yelling and all this other stuff. It was quite entertaining to watch. I haven't watched tennis since then. Right now, he's being excoriated for stating that Serena Williams, widely regarded as history's best women's player, would be like number 700 in the world on the men's tour. This is also further proof of how the media is infested with absolutely arrogant, know-nothing, ignorant, fake news fetishists. When it comes to news, we should always place a premium on honesty. And, you know, to be honest with you, I'm sort of thinking, you know, McEnroe, he may have misspoken. I don't think Williams would crack the top 1,000 men. And unlike the two brain cell media wonders bloviating about things they don't know anything about, I'm just looking at what I know about athletics. I wasn't always a soldier or a radio episode guy. I used to be a kickboxer. Not quite like tennis, to be sure, but, you know, the female kickboxers would train with us to get a leg up on their female counterparts. Young players who are, you know, like players, male players that are part of the satellite circuit of tennis, which is like the baseball minor leagues. They get to compete against world-ranked players, and they often are like the same thing as a sparring partner for the highly ranked women of tennis. Williams tweeted to McEnroe to please keep me out of your statements, but she should have sent the message to NPR's Lulu Garcia Navarro, who broached the matter, posing what could win the Stupid Question of the Month award while interviewing McEnroe about his new book. So here's the exchange. She says, let's talk about Serena Williams. You say she's the best female player in the world in the book. McEnroe says, best female player ever, no question. Garcia Navarro, she says, some wouldn't qualify it. Some would say she's the best player in the world. Why qualify it? And, you know, the only reason to qualify it is maybe because the women and the men don't compete together, and that's a reason for this. You know, I'm just thinking out loud. McEnroe says, well, because if she played the men's circuit, she'd be like number 700 in the world. So for not lying while answering a stupid question, McEnroe's award was being labeled guilty of sexism and misogyny. is it sexism to say the top female track stars couldn't beat the best 15-year-old boys? The mile record for 15-year-old young man is better than the woman's world record for the mile in track. Those darn misogynistic stopwatches. For the record, Williams has essentially acknowledged the reality here. As the New York Daily News reported Thursday, Williams said she considered men's tennis and women's tennis to be two different sports. She said, if I were to play Andy Murray, I would lose 6-0, 6-0 in 5 to 6 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. I only want to play girls because I don't want to be embarrassed. I watched live the 1973 Battle of the Sexes because it was so hyped up. I didn't know anything about it. And there, Billie Jean King beat Bobby Riggs. And that was thrown in McEnroe's face. Bobby Riggs was my age, and he was a jerk who dyed his hair and waddled like a duck, and he wore glasses that were so thick you couldn't see his face behind him. Billie Jean King was 29, and she was the number two female player in the world. Riggs had beaten the number one woman player, Margaret Court, earlier in the year, 6-1, 6-2. For the record, Williams also tweeted, I've never played anyone ranked there as number 700, nor do I have the time. This may be true if she means actually a player that's ranked 700, but who do you think the women practice against? The women's pro circuit tennis players train against highly ranked junior boys, male college players, and male teaching pros, and they lose to the good ones. And the media wouldn't know any of this, partially because they couldn't care less. And it's sort of funny. In McEnroe, they have a tennis legend. So instead of trying to learn while interviewing him and then informing their audience, they busy themselves attempting to extract an apology. I would want to ask him. I would want to ask him. I know you're professional agitators, but how many years did you play the tennis circuit? Or is it possible that McEnroe knows something that you don't? And this takes us to a wider issue. It's the exact same contempt for truth that brought us the CNN counterfeit news network scandal. It reflects the sick, twisted worldview informing that entity. The truth is considered out of bounds if it contradicts the leftist agenda, and those uttering it must be brought to heel. McEnroe, of course, finally did capitulate, not apologizing, but saying he regrets his comments between the lines because they elicited bad press, and this is how fake news fetishists guarantee fake answers. On Tuesday, CBS This Morning, McEnroe responded to some members of the ignorati with one of the ideas. He says, why don't you combine the tours? I'm sure the men would be all for this. Women and men play together, and then we wouldn't have to guess. And the reason they don't do that is because it would reveal an inconvenient truth. And again, the truth is not the media's business. So in the final analysis here, McEnroe served an ace and the media couldn't touch it, but they're also the linesmen and they just called it out. So they can't be serious. But without a doubt, they do know how to cheat. Political correctness run amok. So, coming up on the next break, I'm being told to give the date. This is the 30th of June, 2017. Jason, they're telling me they can't get the third hour to save their lives in the Listen Live section. So, we'll talk about that after the next segment and when we go off the air and everything else. Maybe you can point me in the right direction. Political correctness, it's a killer. It is an absolute killer. But one more time, I will hand this back to GCN. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right. Last time on the firing line.
Through the dome.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a lot of stuff. It's a lot of things. And employed correctly, besides increasing your Frog Lube IQ, your gun's just going to run, and that is the way it goes. That's just the way it goes. Check them out at froglube.com. I got to be honest. June went by fast. I know I was sick 1 week, and I know I had all kinds of, well, I didn't have computer issues. I had a computer death. But it still seems like June went just blew right by. So, anyway. Sorry to see it go. Bloomberg mom, you know, the moms demand attention or action, or they're looking for action from the mayors that are in every town that are illegal or something, whatever they're called. She was complaining to a sympathetic HuffPo readership. It is patently false to claim Democrats will see more favorable results by embracing the gun lobby. Which is pretty good, because every time I see Shannon Watts, all I want to do, it's the reincarnation of Lynette Squeaky Fromm from the Manson family. When she's staring with that vacant look into the camera and that fisheye picture of her they got out there. She probably knows something Bill Clinton did not and must also have an explanation, besides the Russians, for Donald Trump's total electoral wipeout of pantsuit Clinton. And incidentally, she didn't believe her husband either. Not that we can blame her there. But as long as Watts is intent on repeating a denial meme that's been around for years, which is the opposite day stuff that comes up. The progressives do that. You know, they have to recycle the failed ideas from the past. Gun owners now have a Republican in the White House. So coming from the desk of David Kotria, we have this. Watts continues to talk unabated as if something bad didn't just happen to them. She says not only is gun violence prevention supported by a majority of Americans from both parties, but it's also a winning issue. Just last week, Pew Research Center's new polling came out showing that 84% of Americans believe background checks should be required for private gun sales and sales at gun shows. And lo and behold, just 19% of gun owners reported being members of the NRA. Shannon, you incredibly ignorant idiot. There are 140 million gun owners, and there's 5 million members of the NRA. It's a lot less than 19%. That has nothing to do with it. Are you also talking about the same kind of polls that you and Hillary believed when they were saying that she was going to get elected president? That one, too? Those kind of polls? Coming out with polling data means nothing. Nothing. And by the way, I don't like gun violence either. I completely wish I was in the Bronx Hospital when the doctor who would have been a crispy critter popped in there. I wish I had been at Sandy Hook. I wish I had been in Aurora. I don't know what would have happened. I might have died there. But I would have drawn and I would have fought because I can't stand the slaughter of innocents. So, guess what? We don't like gun violence either, you incredibly vacuous individual. The 84% that Watts and the other gun grabbers love to cite, they manifested themselves on Nevada's Question 1 ballot measure by a less than 1% for victory margin, losing in every county but the heavy populated Clark County. And that cost Bloomberg $20 million to get that 1%. And you'd think for that kind of money, they would come up with something that wasn't unenforceable due to incompetence of the law's drafters. Because it did get voted in, but they can't implement it. And therefore, it has been laid aside in Nevada. Congratulations, Bloomberg, on another win-loss. That's not the only place she runs around on funky numbers. A representative poll could not possibly accurately identify 19% of gun owners as NRA members. Anti-gunners would have us believe there are only 55 million gun owners, but NSSF says don't believe the declining numbers. So a random sample of self-identified gun owners, factoring in that there's about 5 million NRA members, and the antis would have us believe the number's even smaller. Most at best, we would say 10%, best case, Washington Post scenario, and their agenda is to minimize their influence being members. Similar disconnect was recently pointed out when the Dallas Morning News admitted that they and the rest of the media got the number of American kids who have witnessed a shooting ludicrously wrong. And the problem is a simple Google search demonstrates how that fake news claim has been repeated without correction and predominates articles influencing public opinion. And then there's a survey that Watts referenced. Disregard that you have probably never participated in one, and you wouldn't be inclined to tell a stranger that you owned a gun. And disregard that you probably don't know anyone who's been shot outside of a war scenario, despite the survey claim that 44% say they personally know someone who has been shot either accidentally or intentionally. We can stipulate that the survey is correct and the response is accurate. Do they indicate preferences expressed by the respondents? And if they do, so what? Because if you ask the Second Amendment absolutists like Codry or me, if people are with dangerous mental health issues, you should have access to guns. He, me, anyone who's sane would say, of course not. But the reality is that anyone who can't be trusted with a gun can't be trusted without a custodian to walk the streets. And that's determined by them being adjudicated a danger to themselves and others after being afforded a full due process protection, not on accusations and administrative decisions relying solely on a politicized anti-gun shrink. And no one is for terrorists having guns either, Lynette. I'm sorry, Shannon. Except for the terrorists, of course. But then unsubstantiated allegations from the nebulous and subjective sources must not be used to deny due process and fundamental rights. That's what the rational and informed people think. Case in point, some years back, Codry wrote about a citizen placed on the terror watch list because he took a giant pink inflatable pig to political rallies. And that's the gun grabber MO. As many gun owners as they can disenfranchise through mere accusations, the better they like it. They have no shortage of useful idiots helping to spread that message. The other problem with such surveys is that everyone has an opinion. And there's no indication that the respondents have informed opinions. And that's what Watts is counting on. She's counting on low info. When asked about background checks, are they aware that the National Institute of Justice's summary of select firearm violence prevention strategies observed effectiveness depends on the ability to reduce straw purchasing, requiring gun registration, that criminals are exempt from registration, and that such lists have been used for confiscation. When asked about assault weapons, there's no indication many of them even know what they are. And that's because the media always gets it wrong. So even if the 84% number were true, not that long ago, historically speaking, the majority was fine with burning Giordano Bruno at the stake for, among other heresies, daring to suggest not just that the earth revolved around the sun, but for adding insult to injury by postulating the sun was but one of the stars. You know, when you take it and put it in that sort of context, it makes the gun grabbers look exactly like what they are, doesn't it? So leave it to the opposite day progressives like Watts to embrace that method of gauging public sentiment as a green light to craft a law. And then when she pits herself, she doesn't like Joe Scarborough. Joe Scarborough is not Captain Conservative. But, you know, she has moved now, carpetbagged, I would say, to Colorado. So she's looking at a congressional seat, and it's in a safe Democrat district. So here comes some Bloomberg AstroTurf money, Colorado. Laura Carno, please get her beaten. Please, pretty, well, I don't know. She might be pretty funny to have in there. Next week, I'll be live on Monday, rerun on Tuesday, back live on Wednesday. Remember this, between now and then, always remember this. It's never been about gun control, ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Have a good, safe weekend. Keep your eyes open. This has been Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.